How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And Susie, you've got the clothes era out in the background, I see.
Oh, thank you for noticing, Tom. Can you see my jazzy print?
I was going to say, what jazzy things have you got there?
Well, what that is, that's a pyjama set that's a real jazzy print. Wow, you're going to like this actually, Tom. It's from Kath Kitson.
Oh, yes.
And I was sent those because we talked about Kath Kitson on this very podcast.
Oh, my goodness. That's what it gets you.
Because I mentioned how much I like their pyjamas. They're closing down.
What, because they sent you those pyjamas?
Yeah, they simply can't cope.
That was the expense they couldn't afford.
They're PJs. I'd say they're a lot of fun.
Oh, okay.
They know how to do a pattern. There you go, I've said it.
Wow. I look
also, an apron, a tablecloth, maybe some jugs.
Goodness. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Lovely. Very country cottage core, as I think it's called.
Oh, yes. It's for my other life where I'm sort of a closeted woman that lives on a French farm with a husband.
That's lovely, actually. Sort of maybe played by Catherine Deneuve.
Sure.
Or Charlotte Rampling.
Oh, I was thinking more Cate Blanchett with a French accent, but whatever you like.
Oh, fine. Or what was her name who did Chocolat? Do you remember when that was a big sensation? Chocolat.
Yeah. What was her name? Julia Binoche?
Binoche.
Binoche.
Oh.
I'd love to be French.
You know what? I wouldn't mind it either, I don't think. Yeah.
Do you know, I've just been at my osteopath's. And
oh, clang.
And she's French.
Oh, she laminates you like a piece of puff pastry.
Yes, she does. She puts butter on and then folds me over, then butters it again and then folds me over. So good for the back. You simply must.
So good. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I enjoy you. Tom, if this podcast isn't us interrupting each other consistently, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the format point is. Yeah, you're right.
But I thought you might be interested to hear this, Tom. She says, I said to her, what do you miss about France? Because, you know, it's nice to have a chit-chat whilst they're digging their fingers really roughly into your back. I said, what do you really miss? She said, you can't get a good cornichon in this country. What do you think about that?
Well, I've always been so proud of our cornichons.
I knew there were certain things that make you proud, but I didn't realise.
Yeah, for me, when I go abroad, I hold my head high. But
what do you think about them putting a pickled onion in with a cornichon? The little ones.
Oh, I don't mind it. I don't mind a little onion in there, but I don't want a lot of onion, you know.
No. Well, of course, because, you know, you don't want to be oniony around people.
It's a cornichon time. It's not an onion time. But yeah. I do like a cornichon. I love a gherkin. I've said it before.
Yes, me too. Do you remember those massive gherkins we had? Not a euphemism, thank you.
Thank you.
In Montreal with that sandwich.
Oh, yeah, they do a good pickle, don't they?
See,
in America, they like a pickle. North America.
That's how you can tell that Tom's travelled, because we were talking about gherkins and then I mentioned eating them on the other side of the Atlantic and he immediately called them a pickle. That's the thing. That's what you get.
Oh, they do call them a pickle there, don't they? Don't ask for a gherkin. They will stare at you.
No, but they'll be furious.
In certain fish and chip shops, a gherkin is referred to as a wally.
There you go.
There you go. Well, that stopped everything. That stopped everyone in their tracks, isn't it?
There you go. Everyone's stunned on their dog walk.
But I remember being in Glasgow once and ordering fish and chips. Thank you. Well travelled, aren't I? And I went into a fish and chip shop and asked for fish and chips. And I asked for a lemon wedge to go with it. And let me tell you, the people in that fish and chip shop looked like they were going to kill me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That does feel a bit like coming up here with his fancy London ways.
Yeah, I suppose so, probably.
Because I imagine you had a pocket square.
Oh, yes, of course.
The things they would have called you when you left.
Oh my god, I could only imagine it. Yeah, how lovely. But they were. I just like a little bit of acidity to cut through on things.
Well, I think I've probably said this before on the podcast, but the greatest thing I learned from doing the podcast about wine was that the best thing to drink with a fish and chips is a sparkling wine.
Well, that's my birthday treat, fish and chips and champagne.
Yeah, that's because you've got a good palate.
Thank you.
I've always said that about you, Tom.
I'm really pleased that you say that about me.
Terrible taste, good palate.
Great palate. Great palate.
You should put that on your stationery.
Great palate.
Yeah, Tom Allen, great palate.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe like a TripAdvisor reference. Yeah, lovely. Okay, all right, I'll do it.
Okay, fun. Consider it done. Okay. How's your week been, dear?
Well, quite busy because I've been doing Cooking with the Stars.
Oh, clang. Are you allowed to talk about it?
Well, I think it's been announced. So
great.
We had a lovely time, lovely chefs, and lovely stars. So it was perfect.
Yeah. Of course, Emma Willis, friend of the show.
Of course, working with Emma Willis and indeed her husband, Matt Willis, who was also on the show, was a real treat. Really lovely to hang out with them. And then maybe we'll cut that bit out.
Tom's doing a little bit of self-editing there.
Self-editing.
I'm going to do something. Actually, no, I might have said
Nothing sinister. No, we had a lovely time. And yeah, no, everybody was great. And I got to meet Jason Watkins, who I'm a big fan of.
Huge fan of Jason Watkins. He is so brilliant. I'll watch him in anything.
Wonderful actor. Wonderful actor. And a lovely man. Truly as lovely as you could hope for. He was a real treat to meet. And
now, I would be quite starstruck by him, I think.
I absolutely was starstruck by him.
Yeah. Because he's such a sort of great understated actor. It's sort of thing where you don't want him to think that you're like some stupid show off because he's a proper actor. Do you know what I mean?
And he was so kind and he sort of like was so supportive and so positive.
Love it. Love it.
He did a video for my mum. And
did
and
he? Really that, oh, yeah. I bet Irene was very into that.
She loved it. She loved it. Yeah, she says I'll treasure it for always.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so that was nice. That was nice. But then I had to cut her off because I was on the way back and I didn't, you know, sometimes you don't want to talk for too long on the phone when you're tired. but, you know.
That's good. That's something for you to hate yourself about later.
Yeah, something to feel guilty about, isn't it? Yeah, so that's nice.
It's always nice to collect those little things to, tap into at 3 a.m.
Oh, little anguishes, little things that no doubt will result in some sort of divine punishment. So really good.
Or at the very least, a heart complaint.
Yeah, certainly acid indigestion. Susie, what did you do this week? Did you have a lovely time?
Oh, I've had lovely tour shows, Tom. I don't mind telling you.
Oh, yes. Where were you this week? Was it? No, it wasn't Brighton.
Yes, I did do Brighton. I did it again.
I can't get enough of it, can you?
I can't get enough of the wonderful stuff. No, I love being in Brighton, and the gig was really nice. And I did one in Manchester, which I think I might have mentioned last week on the show.
But oh, yes.
I had a couple of really lovely tour shows. And then I've been doing a bit of writing and doing a bit of Out's Back.
Oh, so Out's doing Back. Out's Out.
And so, yeah, having a really fun time. Fun time. Really?
Did you have some downtime over the week? Oh, sorry. Really?
I did. I did have some downtime over the weekend. Thank you for asking.
But you were going to say, I felt you were going to say something important. I'm sorry.
Was I going to say something important? Maybe. I feel very content at the moment.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because I'm really enjoying the tour. I've got a couple of other little projects on which are giving me some joy.
Oh, great.
And I'm just sort of...
Yeah, it's a good feeling there.
Just sort of pausing, but enjoying
it. The spring sunshine coming through the window.
Oh, that helps, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, Suze. It really does. Just seeing the little plants and flowers coming up. Oh, it makes me so happy.
Now, tell me, Tom, where are you this week? Are you going off and away on your beautiful...
Guildford, I'm in.
The Glive?
The week. I'm at Glive, yeah.
Glive?
Going Glive.
Yeah. Oh, your internet's pausing.
Glive and kicking, yeah.
Oh, no, Tom's juttering a bit.
Oh. Can you hear me okay? Am I back?
I can hear you. Yeah, I think so. You sort of briefly had a jitter.
Oh, that's annoying. Emma, can you
hear
me
okay? Is it the internet or is it you?
It might be me, actually, because I am actually a robot now. Did I not tell you?
Oh, no. Congratulations.
Yeah. I just thought I'm going to join the AI revolution.
Yeah.
Just going to be bionic. Yeah. Much easier. Just don't leave me out.
Did you do it bit by bit? Bit by bit by bit, step by step.
That would be a good song for a musical about robots.
That would be. I'm, of course, writing that. That's what I'm content doing. I'm writing that musical about robots. Oh, no. Emma, what should we do? I wonder whether Tom should leave and come back. What do we think?
Maybe I'll leave and come back.
Leave and come back. Leave and come back. Much better.
Oh, great. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Oh, Tom, don't worry. You can't help it. I thought as last week we had such fun, maybe we should do some more correspondence.
I'd love to hear from people.
We're getting so many lovely emails.
Oh,
it's just nonstop.
Nice.
We're inundated. It's like, I don't know, it's like we're hosting. I was going to say Love and Kicking, but I think that's because you said that before, but that's what's in my head. Hey, loves, yeah. I'm a 22-year-old undergraduate finalist, Clang, living in Brighton, another Clang, and a very new listener to the podcast, thanks to my mum, who was a long-standing fan of both of yours.
Oh, nice.
For the purposes of this email, I refer to her as most of her colleagues and all my friends do, KB. Okay. She is always suggesting podcasts to me, which I almost never take on because I'm young and awful. But when she described how lovely you both are, I had to try it out, and I was not disappointed. I have been on a binge ever since and have made it back to COVID times. All this to say, I think you're fab. And as I texted KB the other day, it makes me very emotional to hear about grown-up gay lives, especially ones as rich and as hilarious as yours. All this is to say, I just listened to your most recent episode and felt sort of battered by how many connections there are in our lives. Chief among them was the Royal Victoria Patriotic Building. Tom, that's where I went to drama school. You know the old castle.
Yes, yes.
Where my mum's dad had his office my whole life. As children, my brother and I would call it the castle.
Yes.
And I think we were fully under the impression that nobody else was there because it was always eerily quiet, as I'm sure Susie knows. What about those awful grey linoleum floors? Yes, they were terrible. What are they, both squeaky and echoey? Whenever I go to visit my granddad, he will turn 80 in a few weeks, ancient clang, like an old gong or something, at the building. I will sprint up the stairs because you never know, do you? Another connection was the mention of the Stonewall. I'm currently writing my dissertation on gay liberation activism in New York City from 65 to 73, which encompasses the riots, as you know. It's an 8,000 words of lesbian ranting. I pray for whoever marks it. I'm so gel that you got to see the inn, even from across the road. Anyway, a final shout out to KB, who won't hear this for ages because she's on her Easter holds from her teaching job and currently sequesting on my Abulia's farm in the Costa del Sol. Spanish plan.
I don't know. I'd like it, though. Don't they run the trains in Norfolk?
Yes, I think so. With no Wi-Fi or single, she really is the best, and I'm endlessly grateful that she moulded me into the pop culture freak I am today. Much love. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from G.
G, how lovely of you to refer to us as pop culture, sort of sideways.
But, and grown-up gays.
No, I know, that's a bit depressing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Oh, do you know what, Tom? I did my shoulder in this week and I thought, fucking hell, do you want to know how I did it?
How, Suze?
I slept too hard.
I've told you this before. What do you mean? You just slept on it awkwardly?
Yeah, but I mean, like, once upon a time, I would, like, injure myself from, like, being drunk and fabulous somewhere.
Acrobatics, yeah.
Acrobatics, me, like, trying to slut drop. Me, you know how I love to cock my leg up when I'm drunk.
She loves to cock her leg in a slut drop, yeah.
And, or doing something silly and fun. Now I just injure myself by sleeping hard.
That's amazing, Suze. What did you do, your shoulder then?
Yeah.
What way were you sleeping, on your side, on your back? What?
I think I was sleeping on my side, but I think my sort of shoulder sort of came out. And then Susie. It just sort of overstretched. I mean, Tom, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm going to see a stretcher on Thursday.
What, like the kind you might have in an ambulance?
Yes, I'm going to go and see one and buy one. No, I'm going to see somebody who stretches you out, a stretch therapist.
What?
Yeah, because I did my back in. I don't quite know how it was. It might have been when I was lifting that desk out of the delivery van. Anyway.
The one that you ended up managing to get?
Yeah, managed to get it in the end. Sorry if I mentioned that before and I didn't clear it up. It arrived very happy. And it was a different one to the one that I got ripped off about.
Sure.
But I think I pulled it down awkwardly, so to speak. And
the actress said to the bishop.
And then and that was that. And I think I did my lower back in. And so I've had to use a foam roller.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's been a nightmare.
So talk to me about these stretchers. What do they do, sorry?
Well, I don't know. Apparently she pulls you about on the table.
Oh.
I'm excited about it.
I hope you don't open your handbag.
Oh, don't say that, because Emma said that's what can happen.
Oh, but really?
No, I won't. It won't happen to me. It won't happen. I know it won't. It can't.
Pop a cork in.
Pop a cork. Exactly, exactly. And so I'm quite excited about that, let me tell you. But
oh, I can't wait to get the update next week.
You know, we're battered now. I'm 40 in a couple of weeks.
I know, Tom. Oh, and you're going to Crete for a couple of weeks, is that
I'm
right?
Going to Crete for it, yeah. I'm going to Crete.
Is it just you and Alf, or are you going, is your mum coming?
A few are coming. As discussed, Susie, you are welcome to come, but I know it's busy.
I know, I can't make it work.
Okay. But we're going to go for a few weeks, and then we're going to go, I think maybe island hopping, which is the sort of thing that people do when they're teenagers, but, well, neither of us ever did it, so maybe we'll
do it. Yes, why not? That would be so lovely.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be so great.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So.
You'll have a blast, I'm sure of it.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Just to relax would be something. Anyway.
Yes. Right. Now, Tom, some people have got in touch about the spy show.
Oh, yeah.
And said, hi, Susie and Tom. The spy TV show that was mentioned on this week's podcast was called MI High. It was like an MI5 spoof. I used to love it when I got home from school. The main character was my gay awakening. Love the podcast. Keep them coming. Thanks, Jay.
Jay, the great, great knowledge. Also, you'd never get a children's show called Am I High or Am I High?
Am I High.
But that sounds like saying Am I High?
Yeah.
You never get that now.
No, but they used to get away with all sorts, didn't they, in kids?
Oh, it's so cheeky.
Yeah, Tom, do you remember, like, Rainbow? If you look at old clips of Rainbow, it's really rude. It would be like George saying, like, oh, they're upstairs banging.
Well, did I tell you I met the man who was inside Bungle, so to speak?
Oh, Clang.
Clang. Hello, Clang. Because my friend used to sublet off him in a flat.
Oh, right. Do you reckon Bungle money was good money? Bungle also sounds like it could be like code for drugs.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
They've got loads of Bungle.
I don't know.
God, the police were around there and, you know, they had that stash of Bungle.
Everything illicit.
So what did he used to do? Get inside him?
Yeah, he used to get inside him, but he had scripts in the...
He used to have his scripts where?
Well, my friend who lived in his flat found loads of old Rainbow scripts and tried to sell them, but no one was really interested. It's a shame, isn't it?
I would have bought some.
Yeah, now I think back on it. Anyway, but I think they did have fun. Did anybody remember Palace Grove or Spats?
I don't think so.
No one remembers.
I'm sorry about that, Tom. We have got an email that I think you are going to be quite interested in, Thomas.
Oh, I'd like to know about that.
Hi, like-minded friends. You two are my fave comedy pod duo. I used to listen when I was a teenager, pre being out, then picked it up again recently as an out and happy lesbian. I've never written in before.
Congrats.
But I felt like I had to after Tom's many mentions of Fanny Waterman.
The Fanny Waterman method. Yes. What did they say?
I've never heard anyone outside my family know who she is. She was my dad's piano teacher from when he was a child, right up until she died a few years ago. They had a 50-year plus friendship.
Wow. So he was actual, he had like direct Fanny access.
He had direct access to Fanny.
I only access Fanny through a book. So that's great.
Yeah. I mean, fingering with Fanny. It feels like an obvious.
Maybe she knew what she was doing, you know.
Maybe she knew what she was doing.
Again,
what is Fanny short for? Don't say vagina.
Is it Francis?
Maybe. I might have said this before on the podcast, but I had a great aunt called Fanny. And my auntie, Jack, who you know, he's good fun, once got in trouble with my nan because she kept referring to her as Auntie Minge.
But was Fanny like, is it an old-fashioned term for, does it always mean what it means?
No, I don't think so.
Or is it just one of those ones that, like, a certain generation adopts? But maybe it was.
I think, like, when our grandmothers were growing up, Fanny was just a name.
Mm. And that must be annoying, mustn't it? I think it's Francesca, maybe, or I don't know. Do we know what Aunt Fanny's name was?
I think it was a nickname. You know, like how, like I have an auntie who's great auntie whose name is Dorothy, and everyone just called her Bet.
Well, you know, my mum's name is Dorothy.
Oh yes, I did know that.
And yet everyone's called her Irene.
There
That's a
you
middle name.
go. See, people
But
just sort of go, no, I'm not having that one.
yeah, basically, yeah. So I think it's one of those things of like, you know, when people give their children like slightly what might be considered eccentric names,
The children just
the
then
children
go,
just go,
no.
no, thank you. No, thank you. I want to be a lawyer. But yeah, Fanny Waterman, what else did they say about Fanny Waterman? She sounds like she was a laugh.
I even remember going to her crazy massive house when I was younger.
Wow, there's money in Fanny.
There's money in Fanny. And my dad used to come home and do weird, slightly insulting impressions of Fanny. And I'd think, who is this old lady he's trying to impersonate? Anyway, I'm buzzed and shocked that my fave comedians are talking about someone that feels so personal and specific to my growing up. For me, it's like two clashing words, and I love it.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, of course, everything intersects, doesn't it? But I imagine that person lives in the Harrogate area because at one of at the
That's from
Harrogate
Susie,
venue.
by the way. Hello, Susie.
Hi,
Great
Susie.
name.
Strong. The Harrogate venue I was at had an area called the Fanny Waterman area. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I assume anyway.
Oh.
She's
Well, there you
everywhere.
go.
Fanny is everywhere. You just have to
That's
look.
what I've tried to say. Yeah. That's what I say. Right. Dear Susie and Tom, I've been listening to your podcast for about a year and finally have an excuse to write in. I've gone back and listened to all the previous episodes I've missed, and it is so heartwarming to hear your earlier episodes where you have insecurities about your shows in Edinburgh or relationships, and knowing how happy and successful you both are now makes me so proud, even if that's completely unwarranted because we've obviously never met.
No, that's very
No,
nice.
it's very lovely. I'm absolutely thrilled for you, Susie. You've become a parent. I heard you on the Parenting How podcast. And I know that's something you've always wanted, so good for you. And Tom, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad's passing because it's clear what a close-knit family the Allens are. My first daughter was 4 months old when we lost my dad, so hearing you both talk of these events in your life made me remember what a hard time it was. And having just been through it with a new baby, I absolutely had no clue what to do, followed closely by another. Whoops. I've known in the back of my mind that I never really dealt with the grief of losing my dad properly at the time. Now, 5 years later, hearing Tom talk so thoughtfully and logically about grief, even when it was right in the midst of it, and especially when it happened so suddenly, really hit me directly in the heart. And it's made me consciously take some time to think about those things more and to carve out time in my day to feel the immense sadness that I've always been pushing down while I had to go on with things. Luckily, your podcast will always cheer me up if I find myself getting too maudlin. Anyway, I wanted to speak to you, Susie, about e-bikes because I know you're
Oh,
considering getting
a
one.
gear change.
A real gear change
Okay,
there. But I
yeah.
appreciate it. Full stop. Let's talk about e-bikes.
Handbrake
I wouldn't do a handbrake turn, though, Tom, on an e-bike because
No,
I think
don't.
that you might just go straight over.
Yeah, I
One
could. Yeah,
must be
don't
careful
do
with that sort
that.
of
Don't do
thing.
that. Be careful with your teeth.
Can I please suggest that you do it? My husband got one when our girls were small, and he takes them all around the city on weekends so that I have a bit of break and can get the chores done. After 2 years, he's finally convinced me to rent one. I wasn't confident enough to straight in buying one like he was, and I don't know why I put it off. I just go around our neighbourhood, but it's such freedom to be able to take yourself or you and the baby off for a little jaunt to the shops or nursery without having to get in and out of the car and car parks. I've attached a photo of my husband with the bike with two baby seats. Mine's similar but a bit smaller and only has one baby seat. I live in Brisbane, Australia, and our neighbourhood is very hilly, but with quite wide footpaths. The street is perfect for us. My husband is now an unofficial expert in all the different kinds of bikes, so please ask any questions you like because I'm sure he'll know the answer.
Oh, wonderful.
The other reason I'm writing is to request a shout out, for my sister-in-law, Flick. She and my sister are expecting their first baby in July, and we're holding a little baby shower for her in May. Flick is originally from the UK, and I know she misses her friends and family there so much. My family are thrilled to be so close. I literally live across the street from her. It's a bit weird, but I know she loves you both, and this will be hugely exciting for her if you wish her well. And I could play this out as part of the baby shower. Oh, that's so
Oh,
nice!
that's lovely.
Congratulations, Flick.
Lick, what wonderful news. We're so
I
happy
hope
for
you're doing
you.
well.
Hope you are.
Do stay in touch. Do
Do
stay in
keep in
touch.
touch. Do you know, lean into the lovely family you've got there in Brisbane.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Always there for you.
And enjoy the weather.
Yes, enjoy
because
the
it's always
weather.
Sheer. Yeah. Thanks so much for reading. Wishing you every happiness. If either of you ever decide to tour Australia again, you've got guaranteed ticket sales from us. Okay, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
That's so lovely arriving on your e-bikes.
Jen. Thank you, Jen.
Oh, Jen, that's so nice of you to say such lovely things. Oh, how nice that people have contacted us from all that distance away.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
How nice. How nice is that?
Nice.
Jen, we appreciate it. We appreciate.
Now, Tom, we must carry on with our lives now. What are you doing for the rest of your day?
Well, I'm going to go and check because I've been away for a few days. I'm going to go and check on my vegetables because I don't know how well they've done. I'm hoping there's some signs of life. Mm-hmm. They've been in a week now, so hopefully,
fingers
we'll
crossed.
See some little
bits popping out.
But I'm worried I've done it wrong.
You won't have.
I don't know. I've got that lovely book you bought me, actually.
Oh yeah, that was kind of me.
Yes.
It was Alice.
But still.
We're very nice together. She was like, we should get my book on gardening as well. And I was like, that is a great book.
It's lovely. So I have been consulting that a lot about when to plant, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be looking at that in a moment and working out whether my little bits of greenery are coming through or not. If they're not, I'll obviously bulldoze the whole lot. But what are you going to do with the rest of your day, Suze? Off somewhere?
I have got a little bit of writing to do and then I'm hosting a charity gala dinner.
Oh,
tonight.
Susie, the good you do. Where is that in Brighton?
I try.
In Brighton?
No, in London.
Lovely.
The Nobu Hotel, no less.
Oh, in Shoreditch, is it?
No, there's one in near Marble Arch.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, that'll be nice. Nice sushi. Yes, will you enjoy that?
I think so. Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd love it.
Great. Well done, Suze. Well, enjoy that. And,
I will. And you enjoy
the sunshine.
Your patch. And I'll speak to you later,
you.
Okay, dear?
Okay, dear. All right.
Okay,
have
bye
a lovely week.
Bye.
Lots of
bye,
love.
Bye,
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 bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye,
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.